story begins at Chuck's apartment, where Clint is talking with Dara when his cell phone rings.
It's Heidi.
Let it ring, Clint. Don't you dare answer her call while you're talking to me.
I'm sorry, Dara, but I have to. Heidi, hi.
Clint, I'm glad I reached you. Is there any news?
Yes, I talked to my mom, and there is a fund being set up for cases like your brother's. She's talked to several of her peers at work, and they're going to contribute.
Are you saying that my brother's going to get a proper funeral?
Yes, I think they'll be able to cover all the funeral expenses.
Clint, thank you so much. You don't know what this means to me.
I do, and that's why I wanted to help.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
Today has been an especially hard day for me. It's Carl's birthday.
Honey, I'm sorry. Are you all right?
I'm just feeling alone, that's all. I'll be fine.
Look, let me give you a call later, okay?
Sure. Thanks again, Clint. You're the best.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Damn it, Dara. You lost someone you cared about in this tragedy, too. Why can't you muster an ounce of sympathy for Heidi?
Clint, I'm sorry about her brother, but I don't know why it has to be you who she calls. You're telling me that a 16-year-old boy is her only friend in the world?
I guess you hit the nail on the head there. You think of me as a boy and Heidi thinks of me as a man. A real person.
That's stupid.
No, this conversation is stupid. I'm out of here.
At the Westside Psych Ward, Detective D. Levin has just arrived to see her brother, Dan.
What's going on with you, Danny?
Nothing, D.
Come on, I can tell when you're lying to me.
I'm just tired, that's all.
Okay, but if you have something on your mind, you can tell me about it.
I would, I promise.
Look, there's something I came here to talk to you about. I took a new job.
What? You left the force?
In a way. But I'm transferring to Rockland County.
Oh no, not back there again.
Yes, there. I know you hated it there, but it's a good move for me at this point in my career.
Well, I hope this doesn't mean that I won't be going to see you as much.
That's just it, Dan. You will be seeing just as much of me because you're coming too.
Me? Forget about it.
It has to be this way, Danny. You're going back to Rockland Psych Center.
At Gretchen's apartment, Charlie has just arrived.
Hey, are you ready to go?
Yep. Charlie, thanks for offering to come with me up to Rockland County. I didn't want to deal with this Carlos house thing on my own today, and Marilyn is in no shape to come with me.
Hey, you know it's no problem for me. I love spending time with you.
You do?
Haven't I made that painfully obvious to you, Miss Gretchen?
I guess. I think I'm oblivious to these things these days. Unless, of course, your hand is on my thigh like it was in the limo that night.
Oh, I guess I'll never live that down.
Well, it certainly didn't give me the best impression of you, but I've seen the other side of you since then.
Oh, yeah? What side is that?
You know, the softer side, the gentle side. A guy who isn't thinking about what he's going to say. He's just being real.
Growing up with Turner, Dean, and Blake, and Terry, and all the pressure in that lifestyle, I just learned to be guarded sometimes. I try to have a good time, but not let too many people get too close. Seems like when I do, I always get hurt.
I know your ex hurt you. I can relate, believe me.
I didn't want to develop any feelings for anyone for a long time. I had no idea you would come into my life.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that I think we better get going, or we're not going to make our meeting with Dr. Schwab's cousin.
Okay, but I might want to pick up this conversation again at some point.
We will, when the time is right.
In his office at the rec center, Chuck is talking with Ellie.
And you think the Stacy girl is your daughter?
It sure looks that way, but I'm not sure I could take it if it's true.
How are you going to find out for sure, Chuck?
I don't know. Dara hates her, and from what I know, Stacy is close to her parents and part of a happy family. If they adopted her, I'm not even sure she knows about it. We can't go break that up.
But you didn't know she existed. You never made the choice to give her away.
Maybe not, but I don't think I have a right to destroy her world either. But Zoe may not agree.
You're right. I don't.
Zoe.
Chuck, we have to tell Stacy the truth about who she really is as soon as possible.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Loger production.